This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to Ballina in County Mayo, the country's largest constituency. Among the contenders for the five seats here, the county football manager, a social campaigner turned independent TD, a woman expelled from Fianna Fáil, and the alternative Taoiseach. There are raging controversies like the Corrib gas dispute. There's no shortage of internal party squabbling, and nobody will predict with any confidence just who the Mayo electorate will return. But you can say for sure that come the general election, there will be a lot of focus on this county. James Laffey is the editor of The Western People.
I think, first of all, the primary focus would be in relation to Enda Kenny and, you know, as a possible Taoiseach, how he performs. But then you have a number of subplots. You have, I suppose, the subplot within Fine Gael, which is, can Enda Kenny deliver three seats? And that includes, can he bring in John O'Mahony, of course, who's a high-profile GAA figure, and maybe the surprise candidate in Mayo. Then you have a subplot involving Beverly Flynn and the whole Fianna Fáil issue and her expulsion from the party and whether or not she can be re-elected now as an independent candidate. And then you also have Dr. Gerry Cowley, who is an independent candidate who performed superbly at the last election in 2002, and whether he can retain his seat. So there's quite a lot going on.
Being in Mayo over the past couple of days, I was thinking of what used to be almost one of the images of Christmas, if you go back a decade or so, and that was, you know, when Jim Fahey used to go to Knock Airport every year and you'd see all the returning emigrants and it would be incredibly emotional. And that was such a big issue. But by and large, that issue is gone. So what are the issues here now?
The primary issue would be infrastructure. There's certainly a feeling that the area has been neglected in terms of investment in roads, rail and those areas. There's also, I suppose, health, which is an issue right across the country. Health was one of the big issues in 2002 and it was what got Gerry Cowley elected to the Dáil. But I think that this election will certainly come down to an issue of personalities in Mayo. I think it will be a personality-driven election in Mayo because there are, at the very least, four or five big personalities in this contest and they're going to dominate.
The current breakdown here is two Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil and an independent, although of course Beverly Flynn was actually elected as a Fianna Fáil candidate and we'll be hearing from her later. But this is a pivotal constituency for Fine Gael, not just because it's the home of the party leader, but also because it's the only place in the country where the party can even dream of winning three seats. Such an achievement would be a very far cry from the last election, when Enda Kenny's long political career almost came to an end.
In the last election was probably the worst day for Fine Gael people in many years. We lost 23 seats. And to be quite honest with you, I spent most of the day trailing behind Jim Higgins. And it was only in the very last elimination that my own seat was saved. And there wasn't any great consolation in that, I might add.
And did you genuinely think that your seat was gone at one stage?
Yes, I did. I did at sort of 10 o'clock in the evening. I'd been preparing my words to say, you know, it's over. But then it's never over, as they say.
Fine Gael are running four candidates in Mayo. The two not mentioned so far are Michelle Mulhern, who's based in Ballina, which, as we'll hear later, has a strategic significance, and of course Michael Ring, the 2002 poll topper. However, outside the party, there's a degree of scepticism about the three-seat bid. Now, that scepticism is based in large part on the belief that Michael Ring, in particular, will be unwilling to share out the constituency. For instance, an article here in last week's Mayo Advertiser warns them, if the party won't play as a team, the chances of government are going down the drain.
In 1997, with Fine Gael having 48% of the vote, we got three seats here with myself and Michael Ring and Jim Higgins. And while polls don't always reflect the truth, both internal polls and other polls conducted in the county here would show Fine Gael being in a very healthy and strong position to achieve three seats, and that's our ambition.
To win three, though, presumably you're going to have to divide up the county.
Yes, it's the biggest county and the biggest constituency in the country, and obviously it will be necessary to divide up the county and then expect to have people follow through on that, because it's not about winning two, this is about winning three.
Will Michael Ring play along with that though?
Michael will always play along with this, of course he will. He's as interested in getting three seats as anybody else.
He's also, though, interested, many would say, he's hell-bent indeed on topping the poll here.
Well, it's not about that. It's to get the maximum Fine Gael vote out, and those who haven't supported Fine Gael in the past to support us on the basis of being able to change the government this time. And that means having a structure and a discipline that you can follow. And we expect everybody to comply with that.
Maggie, how many people had we since the last? How many constituents have contacted this office since the last election?
Since the 17th of May is 10,942.
And that's the amount of queries that we have had.
Michael Ring is in his Westport constituency office. The quintessential constituency politician is sifting through his files, planning matters, medical cards, grants. You name it, it's there. What's the strangest request you've ever had?
Two of them. And one of them was from a very famous person one time. She wanted to get headage for donkeys. And the other person then wanted to get a licence to bring donkeys in from Bulgaria.
Relations between Michael Ring and Enda Kenny have frequently been described as strained. And on occasion, like when the Fine Gael leader offered his constituency colleague a less high-profile spokesmanship, they've been even frostier than that. So will he play ball when it comes to the party's electoral strategy? I put it to him that there isn't a person in Mayo who doesn't think he'll be elected.
Well, Rachel, that's a very dangerous thing in politics, as you know yourself. Over the years, we have had a lot of people in this country that were supposed to win seats. And I'll give you an example. Michael Creed and the Creed family. Michael Creed, the last time, was a certainty he was going to be elected in the first count. And what happened? He divided up the constituency. And what happened? Gerry Murphy got elected and Michael Creed was left at home. And you can go every single election that we ever had, people that were expected to be elected, you know, didn't get elected. And this is a very dangerous game this time.
But do you not have to divide up the constituency to make sure the three people are elected?
Well, you see, I suppose, Rachel, people are great for dividing, you know, but, you know, the situation in this job, in this situation is, you know, this is my job. And, I mean, it's fine for the people that number one, it's not their job. Politics, you know, it's kind of, in some cases, it's just a game to them. But, like, you have to be realistic as well. I mean, this was always a very strong Fianna Fáil constituency. For 30 years, Fianna Fáil had almost 4 out of 6 in the Old West and Old East Mayo. And I have no doubt that, it, you know, it might be possible for us to win 3. But we want to be very careful we don't make the mistake that we made the last time. We stopped myself, and particularly myself, in particular up the south, the old South Mayo, I wasn't allowed to go into it. It was given to Jim Higgins in Enda Kenny. But neither of the two of them got the vote. It went to an independent, and I don't want that to happen this time.
Are you saying then that you'll be looking for number ones all over the constituency?
No, I'm not asking for any special favours from anybody. I won't be going into parts of Mayo that I'm not supposed to be in. But what I am saying, Rachel, is if people have come to my office and used my office in the last 5 years, I would hope that these people will, you know, return the favour to me, whatever part of the county they're in.
Right, but so be they from Ballyhaunas or Ballinara or Westport, it's all the same to yourself.
Well, like I said, Rachel, I didn't become a part-time politician. This is a full-time job, and I'm a full-time public elected representative.
You were very put out when the last Fine Gael front bench was appointed. I think you were offered the Marine spokesmanship and you didn't want it. Have you recovered?
Of course I've recovered. You know, I was never a bitter person. You know, I've got bigger setbacks in life than that. And all I did, Rachel, was put the head down and work twice as hard.
If Enda Kenny were to become Taoiseach, and there are those who would say that this is unlikely, but anyway, if he were to become Taoiseach, do you think you'd be a minister?
First of all, I can tell you there's a mood out there of change. And as somebody that's on the ground on a regular basis, in spite of the polls, and there's only one poll and that's the day of the election, you asked a very simple question. If Enda Kenny is Taoiseach, yes, I expect to be a minister.
Do you get on with Enda Kenny?
Now, could anyone not get on with me, Rachel? I am not a bitter person, I never, but always I love people and I love their company, and Enda Kenny in a personal capacity we get on very well. But of course now, Rachel, when the election starts, we'll be fighting each other in every corner of this constituency, and that's politics, that's life, it's like football. I played football against Enda Kenny too one time in a West final, and then, you know, we nearly killed one another. And all I'm saying to you is when the election comes, he'll do what he has to do and I'll do what I have to do.
If Michael Ring is officially a Fine Gael candidate but with a strong independent streak, then another of Mayo's politicians is officially an independent but Fianna Fáil to the core. Beverly Flynn is based here in Castlebar. She was expelled from Fianna Fáil after a failed libel action against RTE. You'll probably recall that Charlie Bird reported that when she worked for National Irish Bank, she helped customers to evade tax. The whole affair caused deep divisions in Mayo Fianna Fáil, but locals say that despite everything, she's the fourth Fianna Fáil candidate in all but name.
Life on the ground hasn't changed all that much for me. I still feel very much that I am the representative of the Fianna Fáil people who've elected me in the past. They still come to me in my constituency clinics and I still keep very much in contact with the organisation. And in addition to that, if anything, I'm probably an awful lot busier because I've people coming to me now from all political backgrounds and they feel that they can come and speak to me because it doesn't really matter what political affiliation that I have, that I'm here to represent everybody.
Yet it is going to be an incredibly tough election here. You're facing three Fianna Fáil candidates. Fine Gael have this push on to get three Fine Gael TDs in this constituency. You also have Gerry Cowley. I mean, it's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be a very tough campaign. And I think if you ask anybody in the country how Mayo's going to turn out, it's probably the one constituency they're not prepared to nail their colours to the mast on it, because it's going to be difficult to call. I suppose it's particularly difficult for me in the town of Castlebar. I have obviously the leader of the opposition in Enda Kenny running in the town here with me. In addition to that, you've mentioned that there are three Fianna Fáil candidates, but last time round there were four candidates going forward for Fianna Fáil. Thankfully the town of Castlebar doesn't have a Fianna Fáil candidate running.
And they do you a bit of a favour in that regard?
Well, whether they did deliberately or unintentionally, I think it's obviously going to benefit me, because I think very much on the ground here, a lot of the Fianna Fáil people would consider me as the Fianna Fáil person, because my entire political background has been Fianna Fáil. I've never ever hidden that.
Do you still hope, though, that one day you can return to Fianna Fáil?
I suppose I don't think like that. I've always been the type of person that, you know, whatever hand is dealt me, I get on and I deal with it. I'm not the type of person, and most people that would know me in political life know that I'm not the type of person that sort of cries about my lot.
Whatever, but your family is so steeped in Fianna Fáil.
Oh, absolutely steeped in the Fianna Fáil tradition, and very proud of that. And I would still hold those values and ideals, and most definitely will going forward.
Would you not have concerns, though, that people in Mayo will look at what happened since the last election and they'll say, Fianna Fáil saw fit to throw her out. Should I really be voting for her?
I think what people in Mayo will probably feel about me is they know that I'm the type of person that takes my knocks, but don't let them get the better of me. They know that deep down that I'm a fighter. They know that I'm a very hard worker on the ground. And I suppose that's probably been my strength politically over the years. It's probably why, despite the fact that I was expelled from Fianna Fáil, I'm still extremely close to the Fianna Fáil organisation.
She may epitomise the word irrepressible, but Beverly Flynn does have a serious problem. Because of her failed libel action, she faces a massive legal bill. Not only must she pay her own costs, but also those of RTE. That figure has been put at more than €2 million. If she doesn't pay, she could be declared bankrupt. And if you're declared bankrupt, you can't be a TD.
Yes, well, obviously, this issue has been asked, I suppose, in just about every single interview that I've done. And what I've said to people all along is very simple, that it is a private issue. Obviously, it's a private financial issue, and I've been dealing with it myself privately. The one thing I can actually assure people of is that my name will definitely be on the ballot paper next May or June when the election comes, and the people will be free to vote for me in the next general election. And outside of that, I will look after the issues privately myself.
There will be three official Fianna Fáil candidates. The sitting TD John Carty is based in the south of the county. Newcomer Dara Kaliri is in Ballina, which unusually has no TD of any hue at the moment. And Frank Chambers is in the west. The selection convention effectively snubbed party headquarters by picking the Newport councillor. They had wanted a candidate from Castlebar. Indeed, it was speculated that one would be added to the ticket. Now, Frank Chambers also ran here in 2002 when his eventual elimination helped to elect Enda Kenny. He explains why he wanted to give it another go.
I had a very good vote in the last election. I got 5,675 or something around that first preference votes. And I was very close to winning a seat, even though I was out of the campaign for the last 7 or 8 days due to a very serious car accident, which had me laid up for over 3.5 months in hospital. I was always anxious to be in Dáil Éireann. I went before the convention in the last January, and I was very successful at that on that occasion. And I'm now taking on board the wish of the people at that convention, and I hope and I expect to win a seat with the support of the people in the next election.
Now, interestingly, before that convention, yours wasn't one of the names that was being mentioned. I think it's fair to say that some other potential candidates, that they were the favourites.
Yes, that would be true, and that was the general feeling that was abroad, and been circulated by the media through the county. But when the convention day took place with the newly reorganised Fianna Fáil, the people within that decided very strongly to give me that opportunity and that mandate to go forward for Fianna Fáil to win a seat.
Yet, we have Fine Gael who are all out to win three seats. You have Beverly Flynn saying she'll hold on to her seat. You have Jerry Cowley saying he'll hold on to his seat. Obviously, your running mate John Carty is going to say he's going to hold on to his seat. So where's the room there?
Well, the people will make the room. The people will make the decision.
Do problems remain, though, for Fianna Fáil because of the departure of Beverly Flynn? Because obviously the Flynn name is a big, big name in this county.
Well, the Flynn family and dynasty have contributed substantially to the development of the county and to Fianna Fáil. But unfortunately, things have not worked out in that way. And it is unfortunate. But Fianna Fáil has made decisions at national level and at local level to move on from that.
Are there still, though, people who'd like to see her back in Fianna Fáil?
Yes, there would be a view there of people that would like to see her back in Fianna Fáil, but I do believe that decisions have been made by the National Executive, by the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, and people have to decide on the present position as it is, and Beverly Cooper Flynn will be standing as an independent TD, and she will not be standing as a TD for Fianna Fáil.
All of the candidates here in Mayo mention similar issues, and they're the old favourites. Health, crime and lack of investment, especially the fact that money earmarked for the so-called BMW region hasn't been spent. But there is, of course, one long-running controversy that's specific to Mayo, the row over where the gas from the Corrib gas field should be processed, the row that led to the jailing of five Rossport men. Is it likely to feature when the county's voters go to the polls? James Laffey of the Western People.
As of now, I don't think it is. I don't think for someone living in Claremorris or Ballyhaunis or the further reaches of the county, I don't think what's happening in Erris is a factor for them. And I can't see Rossport being a major issue in the election. The only way that it could become a major issue is if there are developments with it early in the new year. For example, if Shell were to go jailing protesters or if the whole problem was to erupt again into national news, then it could possibly become an election issue. But as of now, I cannot see it.
The TD most closely associated with the Shell to Sea cause is Mulroney-based independent Jerry Cowley. The huge vote he received at the last election caused an almighty stir in a county largely dominated by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. He's running again, but he hopes it will be as part of an independent alliance of like-minded TDs and other candidates.
I believe, as never before, after the election, no more than the Tony Gregory deal, no more than Jackie Healy-Ray deal, I believe, as never before, all the portents are saying that the government, whoever is capable of forming government, will only do so with the help of a number of independents. And I'm saying that if there are a group of independents who are like-minded, and this is under consideration at the moment, and there are many, many very fine candidates out there who would not be predisposed to any particular party, but that would be interested in doing what needs to be done to make a better Ireland.
But if you're part of an alliance, are you really an independent?
Well, I believe that this is the best of both worlds. I believe this is the way that we can work together. I believe we have a lot more in common than we have not in common. And I believe that we have identified a number of issues that are extremely important. And I believe we can bring back a society where people are rich in themselves. And we have done very well in the last 15 years on paper. We are the envy of many countries, but the difficulty is we are very poor in our lives. But we need to claim back the time that we have lost.
At the moment, there are two other confirmed names for the Mayo ballot paper. They're Councillor Gerry Murray of Sinn Féin and Labour's Harry Barrett. Gerry Murray was formerly a member of Fianna Fáil and is expected to do well here, but not well enough to be elected. Now, in trying to assess the likely outcome in Mayo, a whole range of other factors have to be considered. For instance, is Ballina, with the largest population in the county, likely to remain TD-less? What sort of spring might the Mayo footballers have, and how might this affect their boss, Fine Gael's John O'Mahony? And will there be a Kenny factor? In other words, will there be a significant rise in support for Fine Gael because of the possibility that a local man could become Taoiseach? You won't be surprised to hear that he certainly thinks so. As Enda Kenny sees it, Mayo will deliver one of a host of gains.
Well, 2 years ago we identified 30 seats down in Kilkenny. Now you're talking about a very good day there. But obviously you go for as many votes as you can get and as many seats as you can get. And we will have a very strong internal transfer situation with the Labour Party. And that will work in their favour in some cases and will work in ours in others. And from that point of view, we'd be hoping to increase substantially our seat numbers. We identified 30, but somewhere between 22 and 30 is where we'd be pitching our play.
Are you worried, though, that Pat Rabbit is now hedging his bets?
I admire Pat Rabbit's absolute clarity last week on RTE Radio 1, where despite being asked questions prior to that and on the road, he made it perfectly plain his ambition is to knock out this government. And from that point of view, both he and I have agreed very consistently since Mullingar what we have to do. And we're going to set about that with absolute professionalism and commitment.
So then, the thorny task of predicting Mayo post-election 2007 falls to James Laffey, the editor of The Western People. He reckons that both Enda Kenny and Michael Ring will be returned. And after that?
I think if you're to take it on the basis that Ballina is going to elect a TD, well then the logic would be that Dara Cleary will get elected on the basis that he's done very well in the opinion polls to date. He would be 4 or 5 percentage points ahead of Michelle Mulhern. So if you're to bring that to its logical conclusion, you would say that Dara Cleary would be elected as a Fianna Fáil candidate in Ballina. Then it comes down to South Mayo and how much of an impact John O'Mahony has on John Carty's vote. John Carty is the sitting TD, and on the basis of how he polled in 2002 and the fact that he managed to take out Jim Higgins on that occasion, I think John Carty has to be a favourite to take the seat at the moment. That leaves then a fight between independent candidates, Beverly Flynn and Gerry Cowley, for the last seat. And you would have to think that Gerry Cowley, given how much he polled in 2002, that he would hold that seat. It would be an extraordinary scenario if Gerry Cowley was to go from taking 9,000 first preferences in 2002 to losing his seat 5 years later.
Of course, that scenario would mean both Beverly Flynn losing out, and it would also mean that Fine Gael wouldn't get the 3 seats which they say they are on course to get.
Yeah, it's going to take an exercise in vote management for Fine Gael to get those 3 seats. And I suppose one of the points of discussion in the county at the moment is whether Michael Ring will participate in that sort of a vote management exercise. He says that he's going to be polling the entire constituency, that he's been working the entire constituency for the last 5 years, so he sees no reason why he shouldn't poll the entire constituency. And I think Enda Kenny is going to find it very hard to manage the vote.
I have to say, of all the places I've been so far, and this is the 18th constituency, I think it's the most difficult to predict.
It's impossible to predict, and it's going to change as the months go by. You know, for example, the John O'Mahony situation. Mayo are playing in the senior championship against Galway in early May. There's a possibility that game could take place the Sunday before polling day. And if Mayo were to win that match, and he being Mayo manager, it could actually throw the election race wide open again. And John O'Mahony could actually come home on the basis of Mayo performing well in the football championship.
But at the moment, you're saying if the election was held in a few weeks' time, the most likely outcome would be 2 Fine Gael, 2 Fianna Fáil, and probably Gerry Cowley.
Yeah, I think on the basis of the opinion polls we've seen to date, on the feedback that we would be getting here in the newspaper from around the county, that's what you would say at the moment. But that would come with very much with a health warning.
James Laffey of The Western People, ending our look at the Mayo constituency. This programme will be available via the RTE website as a podcast. You can email us at constituency@rte.ie. We'll be back at the same time next Saturday evening. Thanks for listening and have a great Christmas.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details, visit rte.ie/Radio 1.